Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. Remember, I'm Ram Goldar, and today I'm in Sechus Yuma Daf Nun Ches, the fifth parak Hotzielo. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rami Bar Chama asked Rav Chista, "Hiniach Mizrak Betoch Mizrak Bekibo Bo Esadam Mahu." What's the halacha if a kohen places a receiving bowl inside another receiving bowl and receive the blood of a carbon in it? Min b'mino chotzes or eino chotzes? Does something of a given kind act as a chatzitza with regard to something else of its kind, or does it not? So after rejecting one proof that it does not, and one proof that it does, the Gemara presents an alternative version of Rabbi Baruch Hama's question. Derech sheres b'kach or ein derech sheres b'kach? Is it considered a proper manner of service to do so, to receive the blood in a bowl within a bowl, or not? The Gemara answered from a braisa taught in Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel that Torah states, as kol kli ashari says, she yashar subam b'kodesh, and they should take all the service vessels that they use for service in the holy place. The pasuk speaks of shnei kelim v'sheres achas, two kalim and one service, implying that the two kalim may be used for one service. Pointing to the next mission describes the avoda the Kohen Gadol did on the Mizbech HaZahav after concluding the sprinkling on the parochas. The pasuk states, V'yatzal Mizbech asher lifnei Hashem. He shall go out to the Mizbech that is before Hashem. Zeh Mizbech HaZahav. This refers to the golden altar. Then the Gemara brings a brice to the taught, V'yatzal Mizbech matam al-gomer. What's the Torah teaching when it says the Kohen Gadol shall go out to the Mizbech? So Rabbi Nechemiah said, since we find that the Kohen Gadol's bowl chat is brought for inadvertently committing a sin that is punishable by Koras as a result of his own incorrect halachic ruling, that at the moment the Kohen Gadol does hazah towards the parochas, he stands past the Mizbeach, between the Mizbeach and the entrance of the Heichal. And it might have been thought that here too he stands past the Mizbeach. The pasuk concerning the Yom Kippur offering therefore states, V'yotze al Mizbeach, he shall go out to the Mizbeach, from which we infer that previously, when doing hazah on the paroches, he was standing lifnim min hamizbech, inwards from the mizbech, between the mizbech and the paroches. And pointing with you, the Gemara brings a brisa with the machlokes regarding the sequence the Kohen Gadol used to daub blood on each of the four corners of the Mizbech HaZahav. Rabbi Akiva says that he started from the southeast corner and then proceeded to the southwest, northwest, and northeast corners. Rabbi Yosef Glili says he began from the northeast corner and proceeded from there to the northwest, southwest, and southeast corners. Now the Gemara notes, "Dekuliyama miha bahu keren de pagba reishu la'avid." Everyone agrees that the corner which the Kohen Gadol first encounters as he walks towards the Mizbech is not the one he does the first application of blood on. Rashi explains that he first encounters a western corner. So what's the reason for this? Shmuel answered, the pasuk states, "Vayatze al Mizbech, he shall go out to the altar." This implies he should not make any blood applications at all, ad denapik mekui Mizbech, until he passes the entire length of the Mizbeach. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rami Bar Chama asks Rav Chisda, "Hiniach Mizrach mitok Mizrach, v'kibo bo esedam mahu." What's the halacha of a kohen place a receiving bowl inside another receiving bowl and receive the blood of a carbon in it? Min b'mino chotzetz o'ino chotzetz? Does something of a given kind act as a chitzitza with regard to something else of its kind, or does it not? So after rejecting one proof that it does not and one proof that it does, the Gemara presents an alternative version of Rami Bar Chama's question. Derech sheres b'kach or ein derech sheres b'kach? Is it considered a proper manner of service to do so, to receive the blood in a bowl within a bowl, or not? The Gemara answered from a braisa taught in the Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel that the Torah states, as kol kli asharis asher yashar subam b'kodesh, and they should take all the service vessels that they use for service in the holy place. The pasuk speaks of shnei kelim v'sheres achas, two kelim and one service, implying that two kelim may be used for one service. Pointing to the next mission describes the avodah the Kohen Gadol did on the Mizbech HaZahav after concluding the sprinkling on the parochas. The pasuk states, V'yatze al Mizbech asher lifnei Hashem. He shall go out to the Mizbech that is before Hashem. Zeh Mizbech HaZahav. This refers to the golden altar. The Gemara brings a brisa that taught, V'yatze al Mizbech matav l'omer. What is the Torah teaching when it says the Kohen Gadol should go out to the Mizbech? So Rabbi Nechemiah says, L'fishim etzinu b'par habal kol mitzvah. Since we find that the Kohen Gadol's bowl chat is brought for inadvertently committing a sin that is punished by Koras as a result of his own incorrect halachic ruling, that at the moment the Kohen Gadol does hazah towards the parochas, he stands past the Mizbech, between the Mizbech and the entrance of the Heichal. And it might have been thought that here too he stands past the Mizbech. The pasuk concerning the Yom Kippur offering therefore states, V'yatze al Mizbech, he should go out to the Mizbech, from which we infer that previously, when doing hazah on the paroches, he was standing lifnim min hamizbech, inwards from the mizbech, between the mizbech and the paroches. And pointing with me, the Gemara brings up brisa with the machlokes regarding the sequence the Kohen Gadol used to daub blood on each of the four corners of the Mizbech HaZahav. Rekiva says that he started from the southeast corner and then proceeded to the southwest, northwest, and northeast corners. Ryo Sigli says he began from the northeast corners and proceeded from there to the northwest, southwest, and southeast corners. The Gemara notes, Dekuliyama miha bahu keren depagba reishul avit. Everyone agrees that the corner which the Kohen Gadol first encounters as he walks towards the Mizbech is not the one he does the first application of blood on. Rashi explains that he first encounters a western corner. So what's the reason for this? Shmuel answered that the pasuk states of a yatze el Mizbech. He shall go out to the altar. This implies he should not make any blood applications at all ad denafik mekuli Mizbech until he passes the entire length of the Mizbech. All right, so now we go to our Simmer Daf Nun Ches, and our standard Simmer is Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, not to be confused with Noach from the Torah. So Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. So here goes. Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, who always put his feeding bowls within feeding bowls, often dreamed of becoming Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippur, doing Hazan, the parochus, while standing between it and the Mizbach HaZahav, and then walking past the Mizbeach before daubing blood on it. Once again, in slow motion. Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. That must be Ron Daf Nun Ches. Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, who always put his feeding bowls within feeding bowls, which reminds us, Rami Bar Kama asked Rav Chista, what's the lach of a kohen place a mizrak, a receiving bowl, inside another mizrak, and receive the blood of a carbon in it? Do we say, min b'mino chotzetz or eino chotzetz? So after rejecting one proof that it does not, one proof that it does, the Gemara presents an alternative version of Rami Bar Kama's question, derech sheres b'kach ein derech sheres b'kach? Is it considered a proper manner of service to do so, to receive the blood in a bowl within a bowl or not? The Gemara answered from a braisa taught in Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel that the Torah states, as kol kli asharis asher yashar subam b'kodesh, and they should take all the service vessels they use for service in the holy place. The pasuk speaks of shnei kelim b'sheres achas, two kelim and one service, implying that two kelim may be used for one service. So Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, who always put his feeding bowls within feeding bowls, often dreamed of becoming Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippur, doing Hazan the Baruchas while standing between it and the Mizbach HaZahav. Which reminds, the next mission describes the avodah the Kohen Gadol did on the Mizbach HaZahav after concluding the sprinkling on the Baruchas. The pasuk states, V'yatz al Mizbech HaShul Yifnei Hashem, he shall go out to the Mizbech that is before Hashem. Zem Mizbach HaZahav, this refers to the golden altar. The Gemara brings a braisa that taught, what is the Torah teaching when it says, V'yatz al Mizbech, the Kohen Gadol shall go out to the Mizbech? So Rabbi Nechemia says, L'fishim Metzinu B'bar HaBaal Kol Mitzvah, since we find that the Kohen Gadol's bull chat is brought for inadvertently committing a sin that is punishable by Karis as a result of his own incorrect halachic ruling, that at the moment the Kohen Gadol does hazah towards the parochas, he stands past the Mizbeach, between the Mizbeach and the entrance to the Heichal. It might have been thought that here too he stands past the Mizbeach. The pasuk concerning the Yom Kippur offering therefore states, B'yatze el ha-Mizbech, he should go out to the Mizbech, from which we infer that previously when doing Hazah on the Paroches, he was standing lifnim min ha-Mizbech, inwards from the Mizbech, between the Mizbech and the Paroches. So Noach Goldberg the zookeeper, who always put his feeding bowls within feeding bowls, often dreamed of becoming Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippur, doing Hazah on the Paroches while standing between it and the Mizbech HaZahav, and then walking past the Mizbech before dumping blood on it. Which reminds, the Gemara brings a braisa with Malchus between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili regarding the sequence the Kohen Gadol used to daub blood on each of the four corners of the Mizbach HaZahav. The Gemara notes, the Kliyama Miha Bahau Keren Depagba Reisho La'avid. Everyone agrees that the corner which the Kohen Gadol first encounters as he walks towards the Mizbech is not the one he does the first application of blood on. Rashi explains that he first encounters a western corner. So what's the reason for this? Shmuel answered that the pasuk states, V'yatze al Mizbech, that he shall go out to the altar. This implies he should not make any blood applications at all ad denafik mekuli Mizbech until he passes the entire length of the Mizbech. So once again, Noach Goldberg the zookeeper, who always put his feeding bowls within feeding bowls, often dreamed of becoming Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippur doing Hazan the Paroches while standing between it and the Mizbech HaZahav, and then walking past the Mizbech before dumping blood on it. Alright, now it's time for a four blot back Chazar. Daphne and Dalet. So the Simmer Daphne and Dalet is noodles. So here goes. When the famed pasta chef noticed he was standing next to a pile of noodles, pasta chef, that must be Moran Daf Nun Dalet. When the famed pasta chef noticed he was standing next to a pile of noodles on a certain kitchen tile, which reminds us that a discussion began on Daf Nun Gimel and Beis regarding the location of the Aron. A brice was brought that taught that both Rabbi Lezmer and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai say that the Aron went into Galus and Bavel, and Rabbi Yudah ben Lakish says that the Aron was hidden in his place. On this Daf, Rabbi Nachman brought a brice that taught that according to the Chachamim, the Aron was hidden in the Lishkas Dir HaEitzim. This is where wood from the Mizbech was stored and was examined by Kohanim Balei Mumim for worms. Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak said that this view was learned in a Mishnah in Shkalim, where there was an incident with a certain kohen who was busying himself in the lishka, and he noticed that one of the stones of the floor was different from its counterparts. So he came to inform his colleague, and he didn't manage to conclude ad sheyatzis in nishmaso before his soul departed from him. They therefore knew with certainty that the aron was hidden there. So when the famed pastor chef knows he was standing next to a pile of noodles on a certain kitchen tile, he picked them up and found a picture of two young children. embracing, which reminds us, Rav Katina said that when the Jewish people would ascend to the temple on the regal, the Kohanim would roll up the parochas for them and show them the kruvim, which were joined together in an embrace, and the Kohanim would tell them, Re'u chibaschem ifnei amakom kechiba zachru nekeva. Behold your fondness before the omnipresent like the fondness between a male and a female. When Rav Chizkiah challenges, since even the Levim were prohibited from gazing at the Aron when it was being placed in the cover for its transport, Rav Nachman answered that this prohibition didn't apply during the temple era. He likened it to a kala. The whole time she's in her father's house, she's modest before her husband. Once she's fully married, she's no longer modest before her husband. Similarly, while the Jews were in the desert, we were likened to a kala, but once we were already in the land and had the base of Migdash, we were similar to a married woman. The reason the kohen who wanted to reveal the location of the Aron died was because it was during Bais Sheni, which is likened to a woman who was divorced and taken back by her husband. A woman who's been divorced and taken back returns to her earlier fondness and is modest. So when the famed pastor chef knows he was standing next to a pile of noodles on a certain kitchen tile, he picked them up and found a picture of two young children embracing on top of a stone painted like a globe, which reminds us. The Mishnah stated that after the Aron was taken, the kohen gadol would place his shovelful and coals on the Evan Shasiyah. A brisa explains this name, Shemimenu Hushasa Sa'olam. From this stone, the world was founded. A brisa taught the following. Rabbi Yezer says, the world was created from its center. Rabbi Yeshua says, the world was created from its sides. Rashi explains that Rabbi Yeshua holds that the world began with four foundations marking the edges of the world, and they extended inward. Rabbi Yitzhak said, Akash Baraka threw a stone in the sea, and from that stone, the earth was founded. The Chamin say, Mitzion Nibra, the world was created from Sion. Daf Nun Hei, so the symbol Daf Nun Hei is a speed limit sign of 55. So here goes. The children learning about speed limit signs, that must be more on Daf Nun Hei. The children learning about speed limit signs who were allowed to throw red water balloons towards the sign, but not hit it, which reminds the Brice was taught regarding the Kohen Gadol sprinkling the bloods in the Kodesh Kodashim, that when he does Hazah one time above, he does not do Hazah on the Kaporis so the blood will touch its top, but only opposite the thickness of the Kaporis without the drops of blood actually coming in contact with it. The Gemara asks for the source that the first sprinklings of the bull blood and goat blood are not aimed to come in contact with the top of the kaporis, but are merely sprinkled upwards. Rav Acha bar Yaakov said in the name of Rabbi Zera that the pasuk states regarding the blood of the goat, Behiza osal kaporis v'fnei kaporis, and he shall sprinkle it upon the kaporis, meaning above, and in front of the kaporis, meaning below. Since the reference to below is not necessary, given that it can be learned out from the law below from the blood of the bull, we can use the word below to learn a hekesh of all to lifnei, from the sprinklings upon the kaporis to the sprinklings in front of the kaporis. Just as the sprinklings done before the kaporis don't reach the kaporis, so too the sprinkling above doesn't reach the kaporis. So the children learning about speed limit signs who are allowed to throw red water balloons towards the sign but not hit it, while counting out loud with concentration, which reminds me, we learned from the Mishnah on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, so when the Kohen Gadol counted the Hazahs, Hazah Rishon and Tzricha Minyan Im Kol Achaz V'Achaz, the first sprinkling, meaning the one directed upward, must be counted along with each and every one of the successive Hazahs, the seven directed downward. Rabbi Elazar said the reason is, Shul Yitta B'Hazah, so that he will not err in the counting of the sprinklings. Rashi explains that by counting the first sprinkling with each of the seven, the Kohen Gadol gains a moment to concentrate between each of the seven countings, which prevents him from inadvertently skipping or repeating a number. Rabbi Yochanan said that the reason is based on the pasuk, V'lifnei HaKaporis Yazeh, and in front of the Kaporis he shall sprinkle. Since there was no need to state Yazeh, since sprinkling was mentioned earlier in the pasuk, it's coming to teach that the first Hazah must be counted with each of the next seven. According to Rabbi Yochanan, if someone did not count the first one each time, but didn't err in the Hazahs, he has not fulfilled his chiyub and must repeat the Hazahs. So the children learning about speed limit signs who were allowed to throw red water balloons towards a sign but not hit it, while counting out loud with concentration, were told the true story of an owner of a obligatory kinim who was killed in a speeding accident before his birds were offered. Which reminds us, we learned in the Mishnah on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis that according to Rabbi Yehuda, there was only a single stand to hold the containers of blood for after the Hazahs. The Gemara brings a related ruling from a Braisa that states that Rabbi Yehuda says that there were no shofaros, no collection boxes in the Hazara for the obligatory kinim because of the danger of intermixing the chattas with the ola. The Gemara asks what is meant by the danger of intermixing, and after rejecting the initial interpretations, concludes the decree was enacted because of chattas shemesu ba'alei avadai, the possibility of intermixing a chattas whose owner has certainly died. If he dies before the contents of the box are offered, all the mice in the box will be rendered invalid. Daf Nun Vav, so the simper Daf Nun Vav is the shusher in shul going, nu, nu, so here goes. The Shushu and Shu said, Nu Nu, Shushu and Shu going, Nu Nu, that must mean we're on Daf Nun Vav. The Shushu and Shu said, Nu Nu, as he was about to make Kish on Kusi wine purchase Erev Shabbos, which reminds us that on Daf Nun Hayam and Basic Gemara said that in the case where the owner of a Chatas bird has certainly died, the reason Rabbi Yehuda does not permit designated for Zuzim, which is the price of a bird, to be the money of the dead owner, and throwing them into the water and letting the other Zuzim in the collection box be permissible, is Rabbi Yehuda does not hold a brayer. The Gemara asks, where does it known that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold a brayer? And brings a case in a brace where one purchased wine from Kusim on Erev Shabbos before dark, and he didn't have the kelim to which to pour the necessary truma and maisa portions. Rabbi Meir permits one to rely on brayer to designate the trumas and maisas now and separate them later, whereas Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon prohibit it from drinking the wine until the trumas and maisas have been separated. The Gemara rejects this proof, bringing their words at the end of the brayer, which state that they said to Rabbi Meir, are you not moted that wineskin might split open and the wine will spill, and he will have been found retroactively to having drunk tevel? It's clear from here that their position is not based on the rejection of Brera. So the Shushur and Shul said, Nu Nu, as he was about to make Kiddush on Kusi wine, purchased Erev Shabbos, got so distracted when news came the Chacham had arrived in the West before Shabbos, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a proof that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold a Brera from a Braisa taught by Ayo regarding making two conditional Erevin when one does not know in which direction a Chacham is coming from on Shabbos. Yehuda says, "Ein on masna al shnei dvarim ke'echad, a person may not make stipulations concerning two things to chachamim simultaneously, but only concerning a single chacham regarding whom he may say that if the chacham comes to the east, his erev is to the east; if he comes to the west, his erev is to the west." Now, when it was asked, Rabbi Yehuda permits the two erevin in the case of a single chacham if he doesn't hold a brera. Rabbi Yochanan answered, "Shkvar ba chacham." The case of the single chacham is an instance in which he had already arrived before Shabbos. Rashi explains that the person making the erev was simply unaware of his location. From the onset of Shabbos, he certainly wants the Erev, which is towards the Chacham's location. Therefore, from the moment that he makes the two Erevin, one of them is fully valid. When he learns the Chacham's location on Shabbos, the revelation is merely informing him of what had been determined before. There is no need to involve the use of Brera. So the Shushur and Shul, who said, Nu Nu, as he was about to make Kiddush on Kusi wine purchased Erev Shabbos, got so distracted when news came the Chacham had arrived in the West before Shabbos, that he accidentally put the coast down on the plate marked for Havdalah, instead of the one marked for Kiddush. Which reminds us, we learned earlier that Rabbi Yehuda permits only one stand to be used for the blood out of concern that with two stands, the Kohen Gadol might confuse the bloods and take the wrong one. They were asked why Rabbi Yehuda does not permit taking two gold stands or writing upon each one, which one is for the bull's blood and which one's for the goat's blood. After all, we see Rabbi Yehuda regards writing on the various collection boxes is a sufficient safeguard against confusing them. The Gemara answers Rabbi Yehuda's concern, Mishum Chosh the Kohen Gadol Lavadaiti, that due to the weakness of the Kohen Gadol, he'll not bear in mind to check the labels on the stands. Daf Nun Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Nun Zayin is a nose, and we use Pinocchio's nose. So here goes. The red Pinocchio, Pinocchio. That must be one Daf Nun Zayin, nose. The red Pinocchio hanging in front of a curtain with blood splattered on it, which reminds us of Braisa taught that when the Kohen Gadol does Hazah, he does not do Hazah on the Parochas, but only opposite the Parochas without the drops of blood actually coming in contact with it. Rabbi Elazar Bered Rabbi Yossi said, Anir Isi Baromi, I saw the Parochas in Rome, and there were many drops of blood of the part in Sira of Yom Kippur. Clearly, the blood was meant to reach the Parochas. The Gemara questioned his proof, suggesting that perhaps he saw the blood of the Parlam Davar, or the Sira of Odozora, and answered that he recognized the correct blood because he saw they had been done in sequence, one above and seven progressively lower. So the red Pinocchio hanging in front of a curtain with blood splattered on it had been dipped in a bucket full of bull and goat blood that was accidentally mixed, which reminds the Gemara, asked, what's to be done if Nisarvalu Dami Badami, the blood of the bull becomes mixed with the blood of the goat before any sprinklings are performed? Rava said, the Kohen Gadol places the mixture one time above and seven times below, and this is sufficient for both applications. When Rabbi Yirmiyah heard this teaching, he said, Bavrai Tibshai, these foolish Babylonians, it's because they dwell in a dark land, they state murky teachings. According to Rava, this means the Kohen Gadol applies the above sprinkling of the Seir before he applies the below sprinkling of the par. And the Torah stated, the Kila Mechaper is a Kodesh, and he shall complete the Kapar for the Kodesh, from which we can infer, Kaladama par, va'achakal kaladama Seir. Complete the Kapar of the blood of the par, and afterwards complete the Kapar for the blood of the Seir. Rather, the Kohen Gadol first places the mixture one time above and seven times below for the par obligation, and then does the same for the Seir. So the red Pinocchio hanging in front of a curtain with blood splattered on it had been dipped in a bucket full of bull and goat blood that was accidentally mixed and placed right next to a golden altar that just received its once a year blood application, which reminds us. The Mishnah on Daf Nun Gimel Beis stated that before doing the blood applications on the Mizbach HaZahav, the Kohen Gadol poured the blood of the bull into the blood of the goat. The Gemara seeks to identify the town of our Mishnah and concludes it's Rabbi Yoshi based on a brayso where he says, that the blood should be mixed, and Rabbi Yonasan says they should be applied separately. Rabbi Yoshi has said to him, does the Torah not state that Aaron shall perform kapara upon its horns, Achas B'Shana, once a year, implying that only one set of applications is made from both bloods? Rabbi Yonasan said to him, but does the Torah not state, and you should take Midam HaPar and Midam HaSir from the blood of the par and from the blood of the seer and place it on the horns of the Mizbech, implying they should be placed separately? If so, why does the Torah state Achas B'Shana one time a year to teach you that there's one application for the part and not two, and one application for the seir and not two? All right, now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do we makokos Rav and Rabbi Yirmi? What is done when the blood of the bull and the goat become mixed before any hazals were done? That's on Daf Nun Zayin. Good. Number two, which stuff do when the Kohen Gadol walks past the Mizbech HaZahav before dopping its corners based on the pasuk V'yatzeh El HaMizbech? That's on Daf Nun Ches. Good. Number three, which stuff do when the stone of the Kodesh Kadoshim was named the Evan Shasiyah because the world was founded from it? That's on Daf Nun Dal. Good. Number four, which stuff do when reviewed and others were concerned that the wineskin of Kusi wine would break retroactively causing the purchaser to drink Tevil? That's on Daf Nun Vav. Good. Number five, which stuff when Rabbi Lezbari and Rabbi Yossi saw the parochas in Rome and it was stained with blood? That's on Daf Nun Zayin. Good. Number six, which stuff when the blood thrown towards the kaporos is not supposed to reach it? That's on Daf Nun Hey. Good. Number seven, which stuff when the proof that Rabbi Yehuda does not permit prayer is that he does not hold stipulating two erevin in different directions for two chachamim coming on Shabbos? That's on Daf Nun Vav. Good. Number eight, which daf do we makos Rabbi Yoshi and Rabbi Yonasan whether the blood of the bull and goat are mixed or not before the applications on the Mizbech HaZahav? That's on Daf Nun Zayin. Good. Number nine, which daf do one can put a mizrak, a receiving bowl, in another one to receive blood? That's on Daf Nun Ches. Good. And number ten, which daf do the text of the short tefillah the Kohen Gadol said when he exited from the Kodesh HaKadoshim? That's on Daf Nun Gimel. Excellent. All right, that concludes the pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldin Zichu. Wishing you a great day and great learning.